Hi, everybody. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and this is Steve Barish speaking. I wanted to thank very much Sam Spicker for filling in for me. She was giving a wonderful talk on inoculations and what they mean to us and what they mean to our children, and I really wanted to thank her very much for filling in with me when I was with Dr. Fred Bell down in New York. We went down there and did the New York Expo and had a great time. And it was a lot of fun, of course, working with Dr. Bell. And it was just a great time. Anyhow, what I wanted to talk about tonight is frequency. Frequency is very important to us in terms of growth, in terms of movement, in terms of the planet. What we need to do to raise the frequencies is very simple. We can do that through meditation. We can do that through connecting to heaven, which I have been doing for the last month or so, and we're going to do that this evening. What I would like to do is teach you guys a higher frequency and how to bring that frequency to the earth, through our bodies and through the center of the earth. I think that's a good way to start to be able to change the frequency of the planet, the frequency on the planet, and the frequency above the planet. I know that we have a lot of conspiracy theories that this is that and that's this and, you know, the government's doing this and everything else, but what we need to do, instead of worrying about what they're doing, is worrying about what we're doing. And I think what we need to do is focus on what we can do to actually change the frequencies of the planet. We live in the greatest country on the planet. There's no question about that. We have a lot that's wrong, and we have a lot that's right. And what we need to do is take the time to allow ourselves to take the growth to become human again, to be able to feel, to be able to present ourselves honestly, and to slow us down enough to realize that we are human, that we do have strengths that we can pull it together and actually free ourselves from any kind of bondage that's going on now. And there's a lot of that going on. So what I would like to do this evening is, number one, I'm certainly going to heal a lot of people. If you need a good healing, please let me give you the phone numbers that you can call. It's 1-877-876-5227. That's the United States. The other phone number, direct from Canada and around the country, would be 1-530-876-3222. That's Canada and other countries. Around the world, it would be 1-888-815-9756. I'm more than happy to answer any question. I'm more than happy to answer any kind of energy questions that you might have in terms of healing. I'm willing to do that this evening. But the most important thing that I would like to do is teach you how to change the frequency of your own body, how to take the energies through the roof. It's fairly easy to do. We've done this many, many times. What we're going to do is connect you to your heart. We're going to be doing some wonderful work this evening through meditation. So if you have friends of yours that would like to hear this, please call them. Let them know that we're on the radio, and it's www.bbsradio.com. I'm going to explain how to change the frequencies of the planet and how to change the frequencies of ourselves to take them higher, how to not get sick, how to be able to free ourselves from anything that might be coming our way. What we need to do is focus on the planet, focus on ourselves, and focus on the energy that's coming from heaven. As you know, what I've been doing is connecting the light, and I call it standing in the light. So what we've been doing basically is standing up, if everybody wants to do that, and just stand directly and just lean back right there. That's it. And just hold that energy. You can open up your hands now. I can feel that energy coming through me, and I'm focused on a lot of people. What we need to do is to bring that energy down through us. Allow that energy to flow through us. If you look down at your feet, you will see two holes at the bottom of your feet, and those are chakras opening up. Those chakras will lead right to the center of the planet. There's tremendous light on the bottom or in the center of the planet. What we need to do is to bring that energy up through us. Allow to us to access that energy, because that is pure love. That is pure light that's on the planet. Nothing can touch that. Nothing can change that kind of light. And what we need to do is to bring that energy through us. Allow that to grow in our aura. In other words, that energy will come up and change the light of our bodies. The light of the energy coming through us is pure light from heaven. What we need to do is take those energies, open our hands, and allow us to free our minds, to free our bodies, and to allow us to free any blockages that we have in our body. The way to become more grounded, the way to open, to become more being of who we are, is to allow ourselves the ability which we have, that God has given us, to be able to bring this energy down from heaven, through our bodies, down to the center of the earth, and feed the earth, feed above the earth, and feed on the earth. We have a wonderful, wonderful planet. This planet is our home. Earth is our home. The ground is our carpet. We have to realize that the trees, the grass, the flowers, the animals, we are responsible, as everybody else is on this planet, to take really good care of it. And most of us are doing that at a well rate. But what we need to do is change the frequencies and take them actually even higher. Now, what happens is our auras, a lot of people think that our auras are only an inch or two away. I've actually shown people on the show here that I've connected with people in California and actually expanded their energy to show them by taking my hand and touching their aura, actually from here all the way to California. If I was on the moon, it would be the same thing. If I was on Mars or Saturn or Jupiter or any planet, even in our galaxy or out of the galaxy, we are all connected. We are connected right to heaven. There's no limit on what we can do. It's the only thing that we have, that we are limitless. And we need to realize that we can reach this height of limitless by loving ourselves, by loving the planet, by giving ourselves the growth that we need, that we have and we can expect from ourselves. The growth that we have is within us. We can attract that and actually change our own planet. We can change the planet inside of ourselves. We can change the planets any ways we want. We can actually put more energy on other planets. We can put more energy on anything we have in this universe, as long as we believe that we can open ourselves and allow ourselves to be able to speak our own minds. And that's so important. We need to be realizing that there is things that are limitless, and that's the energy that comes from heaven, the energy that comes from the center of the planet, the energy that we have on the planet. We need to realize that there's so much love abound on this planet. that we're focused on so much of the negativity. What we can do is actually change the negativity. We can change it to love. We can change it to anything we want. We have the power. We have the progression enough to realize that there's nothing that we can't do with this energy. So tonight, we're going to change the planet. We're going to change the frequencies. We're going to change everything about us if we want to. I know that there's a lot of people out there listening to me. I've had people contact me on my internet. I've had people contact me at my home, on my cell phone. We've been talking about changing it. And actually, I can see the light actually growing from the center of the Earth to the planet and to the areas that we can make changes. Every time that we connect, every time that we make these moves to the center of the planet, that we are creating a tremendous amount of love, a tremendous amount of aura love, and that's what we want, and especially within ourselves. God has given us the strength to make these changes. I'm not stuttering. I'm not telling you something that's not the truth. I am telling you everything that is the truth within me, that I have the power to be able to help, and everybody else has the power to help everybody else on this planet. We need to make these changes. And I think it's wonderful that we have these programs like WWBBS Radio that we can come on and make these wonderful changes. There's nothing that we can't do. We have the power, we have the energy to do this, and it's so simple. By standing in the light, we're taking the frequencies of heaven. You're not going to be able to get so much that it will hurt you. What we're going to do is take the energy that is given us from heaven, from God, and making us stronger, making us equivalent to anything that we need to do to create love within ourselves, to create love in the planet, on the planet, and above the planet. So tonight, just stand in that light like you're doing. That's so fantastic. Again, the people that might be turning on the radio station, what you need to do is just stand and lean back and feel that energy that's flowing through you from heaven. And allow that to bathe you. Allow that to stand in your own love, in your own light. As you're allowing that frequency to run through your body, take a look at the light, if you can, that is going through your feet chakra. The feet chakra will take you right down to Mother Earth, to the center of Mother Earth. What you need to do is to create healing at the center core of the Earth. You're creating healing at the center core of yourself, and you're healing the center core of everything that you know, and that's just the most beautiful part. If people have a problem with depression, if people have diseases, if people have all the problems of the world, we listen to the radios, we listen to television, we listen to all the negativity. What we need to do is to change that kind of frequency, and we can do that within ourselves. We have the power within ourselves to love ourselves, to allow the energy of the planet, to allow the energy of God to run through us, clear us, and just keep us on center. So again, if there's anybody that needs some help, I can actually feel the energy of the planet changing. If you are standing in the light, I can feel the energy changing within you, and that feels really good, and that's what I'm all about. I'm not saying that I've got all the answers, but what I'm saying is I do have an answer to change the frequency, and that's what we're going to be doing tonight. That feels really good. If you're with me, you should be able to feel that high frequency within your body, within your third eye, and through the bottom of your feet, and you should be very, very clear and concise in terms of looking straight ahead and being on your path. As we are connecting to the center of the Earth, as we are connecting to ourselves, you'll see that you're much more grounded, that your eyes are clear, and that your path is right in front of you. What we need to do is when we go to bed, we need to know that we're on our path. And when we get up in the morning, we need to know that we're on our path. The reason I'm saying this is because the path is right in front of us right now. All we need to do is have the frequency to be on that path and to stay on the path and make a change. The truth is so profound, and it's so easy to be in touch with. God does not want anything difficult. He just wants simplicity. And with all that's going on in the planet, it's everything but simple. So we need to keep ourselves extremely simple, extremely grounded, extremely positive, and not listen to the junk that we hear on television or the radio. And it's okay to listen to conspiracy theories because a lot of that is going on. But the most important thing of all, if you want to change it, get to the center of the earth. Get to the center core of who you are. You want to make a change? You can make a change. Just get to the center core. That's what energy is all about. If you can open up your center core, if you can get in touch with who you are and walk your path, that's all you need to do, because that will change the earth all in itself. We have the power. We have the ability to do that, and I'm showing you how to do that this evening. So again, I can feel that you're standing and you're in perfect access between heaven, yourself, the earth, and the center of the earth. I know that you guys can feel that because I can feel it running through you. We need to allow ourselves to make those changes, to allow ourselves to have the dignity, to have the expertise, to have the idea, and it's an idea, and the imagination that there's nothing that we can't do. There's absolutely all kinds of frequencies on this planet that change. But what we need to do is have a frequency that's harmonic between us, the planet, and heaven. And we need to listen to the music of the universe. And the music of the universe is the frequencies that will allow us to feel our feelings, to feel our humanity, to be able to be human again, not to be able to rush, to slow down a little bit, and feel our humanity, feel the universe around us. We are moving so fast. We feel the frequencies that are so negative that we haven't been able to feel the frequencies within ourselves. It's been taken away from us. And what we need to do is to get it back. What we need to do is focus on ourselves. I'm showing you a way to do that. What I would like to do next, if it's very possible, is connect to our hearts. And what I'm going to do is the same thing I did about a month and a half. And what we're going to do is I'm going to take as many of you as possible. I'm feeling over 1 million people. What we need to do is focus on our hearts. So please, bear with me for a second. I'm taking the people that are connected to the show right now, and what I'm asking you to do is just let go and connect to your heart chakra. That's right. Just connect to the heart. That's it. What we need to do is take breaths, just slow and easy, and go into the heart chakra. I'm taking you into the heart chakra now. I'm going to take you right to the center of your heart. That's it. That's wonderful. Good. Don't be afraid. This is your own self. This is who you are. That's it. You should see a lot of light and feel a lot of love inside yourself now. What we need to do, very simply, is to bathe in this love. I'm not going to say anything for 1 minute. What we need to do is just bathe in this light. This light will connect you to heaven, will connect you to God, and connect you to you. So for 1 minute, I'm not going to say anything. Please just bathe in your heart. I'm going to be right here. Good. That's terrific. You're going to notice something different about yourself. You're going to notice yourself more balanced, more poised. You've connected to your heart, and you've connected to who you are. The reason I didn't say anything for a minute is that when you make that connection and you stay there, that's where God resides. And that's where we reside. And you need to take that possibility that you've made that connection and that you allow yourself the peace to be able to either hear God or hear yourself for that 1 minute. You might have an answer now. God might have said something to you. Or you will receive it later. But your mind, your body, or God will be talking to you. Once you make that kind of connection, your mind will be a much, much clearer as it is right now. So if you've made that connection with me, please give me a call and let me know how you feel. You should be able to feel a lot clearer. You should be able to feel your mind very, very clear. Your eyes extremely focused. You should be extremely grounded. And you should feel better. You should actually be going down towards Mother Earth and being centered right now as we speak. Don't worry about that energy coming down. What you're doing is that you're making a clearer connection with who you are. And that's extremely important. So what I would suggest doing is allowing yourself just to be. Allow yourself to be free of who you are. Because who you are is what I am, and that's a message that I got from heaven about 30 years ago, that if you let yourself go and you get into the center core of who you are, then who you are is what I am. It's the I am that God is always with you. It's a much, much stronger connection. It's really, really great, and you'll find that the negativity will not bother you as much if it bothers you at all. The idea of this kind of meditation is to get rid of the brain chatter. We have tremendous brain chatter. We can go through a meditative state where it might take, 6 months to get in touch with the brain chatter and clear it. Or we can go into the heart and clear it instantaneously. So that's what we need to do. We're going into a tremendous phase of energy that's coming onto our planet that is so powerful that actually nothing can touch it. So what we need to do is allow ourselves to grow in that type of energy. The frequencies are so high that we need to allow ourselves to have the balance of who we are. We need to have ourselves understand that nothing, and I mean nothing, can touch us. Once you're in this time, in this period, that we have this tremendous energy coming to heaven, from heaven to earth, and making that connection that nothing can take you apart from it. No matter how much is going on the planet, once you make the connection to heaven, once you make connection to the center of the earth and your balance between the earth and the center of the earth and heaven, nothing can touch you. Nothing can bother you. You can do anything you want. And what I would suggest doing is doing it with your heart. Keep your mind open. Keep your mind under control. As we gain control, you'll find that nothing can bother you. So what I would highly suggest is keeping your mind open to everything that will happen in a good fashion. Your minds will be very, very clear. I can feel it being crispy right now. It's so wonderful. If anybody needs to be healed, if anybody needs to talk to me about this kind of work, please don't hesitate to talk to me. It'll be wonderful hearing from you, and I'd love to help you as much as I possibly can. So if you can, talk to me and let me know how you feel and how things are doing. I've been off the air a couple weeks, and once with Dr. Fred Bell, and once last week I had a lot of stuff to do of taking care of needs of many other people. So it's very important that I want you to know that I love everybody that I'm connected to, and that the earth needs a tremendous amount of healing right now. And we need a tremendous amount of healing. So as the frequencies go up, as the frequencies stay with us, nothing can hurt us, nothing can harm us. So that's the way to go. That's the frequencies that we can actually partake and use and have the idea that things can change. Now, also, when you're making that change from your heart chakra, you might see a lot of darkness coming out of your body, and that's okay, because what we're doing is that we're taking a frequency that's extremely high that we can handle, and that's starting to clear the body. The body and the brain will be cleared of a lower frequency, and as soon as this higher frequency comes in, the energies will change. You'll notice that there's a lot of dark is actually leaving you right now, and you should be able to see a lot of light right now in your bodies and in your consciousness. So if you can feel that, please give me a call. Let me know that that you're with me with this, and I'm very well sure that you guys can feel that. I know I'm feeling it now, and I'm feeling the raising of the energy on the planet. So we can do this together. This is really good stuff, and I've been at this for 35 years, and I've actually made a change with myself. So if I can do it with myself, we can do it with a lot of people on the planet that want to make a difference. And I think it's so important that we use a tremendous amount of compassion and love and understanding. So I think it's really important that we do that tonight and understand that this love can actually make some big changes on the planet and for us too. It's extremely important to realize that we have this ability, that we have a gift, and we have a promise from God. We do have a promise that things will always get better on the planet. I know right now that things are a little tough, but we can actually make these changes, and that's what we need to do. There's nothing more powerful than us. There's nothing more powerful than the singular. I know I was talking to Fred Bell, I think it was 2 days ago, and we were listening to a program. Actually, he had Dr. Ross on the program, I think about 3-4 weeks ago. And what happened was he was talking about, I think it was a Japanese gentleman. I can't think of his name right now. But he was talking about the 20 trillion cells in our body. And what I did when I heard that, I took the 20 trillion cells in the body and I actually meditated on that and put the cells in one direction. And I saw the entire universe through my whole body. So we can do that kind of work. We can do a tremendous amount of advanced work. There's no reason why we can't do that. And there's no reason why you can't do it either. It's just wonderful. It's just positive that we can do that kind of work. So I remember about a year ago, I was working on a client, and I was shown a cell in my wrist, and I was allowed to go into this cell. And when I went into the cell, it took me about a minute or two to get to the center of the cell. And in the center of the cell, in this one cell, was the entire universe. And I started to realize that if God's showing me this, there's no disconnection. We are entitled. We are given the right to realize that we are connected to the universe totally. There's not a person on this planet that's not connected to the universe. We are not connected anywhere else but to the universe, to the earth, to each other, and it's just absolutely wonderful to know that we have the ability to do this. If I can do it, you can do it. If you can do it, other people can do it. And it's very important to realize, again, that we have the power to change. We have the power to change things all the time. The earth, the consciousness, the heavenly energy that comes in, that we are given freely and totally by the universe, by God. Hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from London.
Hey, how you doing, Dominic?
Oh, fine. Having a great time listening to your show.
How do you feel? Did you feel that energy tonight?
I did. I was having this lovely kind of blue light around the third eye area.
Well,
and also the heart center. Oh, this lovely yellow energy.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. Terrific. Oh, it's so nice hearing from you. It's so nice. That blue energy is right from God. God's energy is blue. Yeah. And that's exactly what you're seeing.
Well, I was getting a couple of angels as well as I holding my hands out. They're two of the angels side of the sign.
I think people need to realize that what I'm saying is the truth. And that blue energy is God's energy. And the angels are coming through to protect you.
Wow.
There's not a problem. I mean, it's so wonderful hearing from you and allowing yourself to call me and letting people know that this is really working. You're calling from England, and it's 7,000 or 8,000 miles away, and you're feeling this energy. And I think it's wonderful hearing from you.
But it's lovely to talk to you again.
Yes, wonderful. How have you been?
I've been fine. I've been trying to do the standing in the light exercise. Sometimes it sort of my mind goes into said obsolescence. You know, I'm trying to remember to do it, and then I realize at the end of the day, oh my gosh, I haven't done it. I've got a few minutes to do it, and then it's sort of like myself. I'm rushing around, but I'm kind of remembering to do it. You know, before I wanted to do it, but I wasn't really sure if I was actually doing it right. But now I know I'm able to do it, but I have to try to get the time to do it. And I'm sure in good time I'll be able to do it all the times I need to.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so glad for you. May I teach you something else this evening?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, wonderful. Stand in the light again.
Okay.
That's it right there. Good. Okay, what I want you to do is I say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
How does that feel?
Oh, gosh. Yes, it's just kind of gone into another kind of wonderful mellow state, like the mind immediately.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, God.
Wow. Wow is right. When you take, we have a miracle. People are looking for miracles all the time, Dominic. And what we need to do, God kept it very simple. And thank goodness I'm listening. And I know there's a million trillion other people listening out there. And I'm being told what to tell the planet or the people on the planet, that we need to breathe in the breath of God. It is so simple. Just by that, we'll change the frequencies of our body. It'll clear us out. It'll keep our minds clear. So as you breathe in the breath of God, you're breathing in that miracle, the miracle of life. We don't realize that every breath we take is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to do is transfer that through the love of God by breathing in. I breathe in the breath of God. And we breathe that in, and it just makes such a change. Oh, God, it feels wonderful. It's like a relief.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to you?
I experience kind of band of yellow energy going sideways.
Terrific.
And it just sort of like, I suppose, widened everything and just... I'm feeling very extraordinary. You know, I suppose, you know, I've been doing a sound and light exercise, and it's the energy from that, and then combining these things, you get used to it more, and you release more through the body. It is extraordinary.
I think you'll find as you're breathing in that kind of light that you'll be opening your heart more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really fantastic that you're taking advantage of that. There's so many, you know, actually what you could do, Dominic, is you're breathing in this light, your aura is expanding. You can actually walk into somebody else's aura and change their life forever.
Wow. Okay.
Without even knowing it, that's the best way to do it, without even knowing that you're changing your life, you're changing somebody's life even more, which in Hebrew is a mitzvah. Which means that you're doing something extraordinarily good. By creating this kind of light, you're giving light to somebody else, and whatever they need, they can actually have instantaneously. To give you an idea, Fred Bell and I were at the New York Expo 2 weeks ago, and I was in his booth. And there were people walking through the expo that came up to me within 50 feet. This is going to be really something here, Dominic. They saw me, and the light was so strong that either they were doing something wrong or they were doing something they shouldn't have been doing. I'm not sure exactly what it was. Either they were not standing in the light, or they didn't have light within them, or they were doing something that was very negative. And they actually had to turn around and walk the other way, go all the way around to get to the other side of the expo.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you have that kind of light, and I'm not saying I'm anything great. I mean, just saying that when you have a light that's so strong, that people have to turn around to go the other way, then you know you're doing something very, very good to create a lot of healing. And people were actually turning around. I could see the fear in their eyes. As they were walking up to me within 30 feet, they had to turn around and walk the other way. And that happened a lot that night. People were walking by me and smiling. And some people couldn't get within 30 feet of me and had to turn around and walk the other way. So as we're breathing in this light, as we're breathing in this kind of energy, I think it's making a big change for everybody, including you and I.
Uh-huh.
But have you been doing well, Dominic?
I have. There have been some strange days that are where I'm feeling not too good, but I'm just realizing that, you know, it's not really that much of a problem. It's just, you know, the condition I'm putting myself into, but I know that there's always a way out of it.
Yes.
By altering the frequency and standing in a light.
Right. That alone will change the frequency in your body, Dominic.
Yeah.
It'll change your mind. And what you need to do is bathe in the heart. Just take yourself and go into your heart chakra. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
And just bathe there. And my goodness gracious, it'll clear the brain shadow. It clears everything.
Yeah. One thing I noticed is like last Monday and the Monday before that, it was 2 days, extremely bad luck all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But I just realizing I didn't have to be bothered about worrying about being such bad luck, even though these scenarios were around me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it, but you know, it's just like making sure that you know I know that I'm in the light, even though these scenarios will take place. They just kind of fade away afterwards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I had a very very advanced woman here, person, and she was really wonderful. She was from South Africa, and we were doing a tremendous amount of energy work. And I said some ancient prayers when we were getting finished. And within 30 or 40 seconds, our faces got burnt. I mean, we came out of the room and our faces were bright red from the energy that we had brought into this room. I have a meditation room with four projectors, actually three. I lent one to a friend of mine in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And our faces, our arms, our hands were actually burnt from the amount of energy, from the amount of light that was going into the room. And it was just really, really wonderful. So what I'm saying is there's nothing that we can't do. The energy was absolutely fantastic. Matter of fact, she wants me to go to back to South Africa with her. She has some property she wants to buy. And I saw a crystal that was about between 10 and 20 feet high.
My God.
That was in the mountain, and I need to go back there and show her where it is. So there's a lot of good stuff on the planet, tremendously good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to show up now. Isn't that fabulous?
It is.
I'm still
amazed thinking about that crystal in the mountain. I'm just...
Well, there's a lot in South Africa that's starting to come up to us now. There's going to be a lot in North America here that we're going to be finding even in the Canandaigua area, even in the Finger Lakes. There's a lot of frequencies that are extremely high there, and I believe that we also have crystals there. I think there's crystals all over the planet that can actually change the frequencies from whatever we need to whatever we need in a good way. All we need to do is that the more I'm opening up to Mother Earth and the more that I'm opening people up, I think that they're starting to feel these crystals and the different energies on the planet. So I think it's really wonderful that you're connecting. It's just fabulous having you give me a call. And, you know, you're always welcome here.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go now. And it's been lovely to talk to you. I'll speak to you again in good time.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, that's wonderful hearing from Dominic. Dominic is from England, and he's listening. I think that's really wonderful, and it's wonderful. So please, if you have any questions or you need some help with what we're talking about tonight, or if you need some help in healing, don't hesitate in calling. The numbers are 877-876 5227 in the United States, 1-530-876-3222 is direct, and United States and Canada and around the world is 888-815-9756. So please don't hesitate to give us a call. I'm more than happy to help you with any problem that you might have, and to be able to help you and heal you all at the same time. But I think what's really important is that if Dominic can feel it 7,000 or 8,000 miles away, I know you guys in the States here in Canada and South America can also feel that energy. And I think it's wonderful that that is connecting and people are hearing what is happening and how that connection feels. The other thing we need to discuss tonight, which is really, really important, is having compassion. I think it's extremely important. I have a friend of mine who's going through a divorce, and I'm not going to mention any names. It's not necessary. But what they were doing basically is that they were sending energy that wasn't so good. And the person that they were sending the energy to was null and void of all all energies. I mean, there was no love, there was no compassion left in this person. And I told a friend of mine that I said, you know, we need to send love. And the more love we send, the faster the divorce will be over and the faster things will be connected. And lo and behold, as my friend had sent this energy, the person that was receiving it was lightening up, was receiving energy. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Hi.
This is Kim from Louisiana.
Oh, hi, Kim. How you doing?
Hanging in.
Good. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I'm going through some sort of, I know it's a purge, right? I'm going through this cleanse thing, and I just can't seem to get rid of this upper respiratory thing. And
okay.
I'm going through a lot of other stuff, and it's like, I'm cutting corners, but I'm so ready to be well, so I don't have to cut
mm-hmm.
corners anymore.
Mm-hmm. Can you feel your heart opening up right now, honey?
Yeah.
You should be able to feel that energy. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Good, dear. Stay with me. I'm going to show you your own power. I need you to do me a favor. Can you put the phone to your ears, to your ear? I want you to take both hands. Now, this is just for your own edification, so you'll see what's going on. I want you to take them and put them a foot away from your lungs. That's it. You should be able to feel a pulsing right above your hands. Can you feel that? Or a pulse in your hands?
Yes.
Can you? There we go. Can you feel the energy changing in your lungs?
Yes, starting to.
Yes. Good. I'm doing this with you. I'm going to take my hands away. Now, you have a tremendous amount of energy coming through you from heaven and going into you right now. Can you feel that energy?
Yeah.
Good. You're doing this all yourself. You've been standing in the light, haven't you?
I've been doing a lot of work.
It's wonderful. You're doing this all yourself. Your lungs are clearing very quickly. You should be able to feel energy in your face. Can you feel the light changing in your face?
Yes.
How does it feel to be able to do this all by yourself?
Pretty amazing.
Yes. You have got the power to change anything you want. Can you feel your feet tingling now?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. Now your tummy's opening up. Your tummy's opening up very well. Your chakras are really firing. What I want you to do, if you will, I want you to take your hand, put it a foot away from your first chakra. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay.
Root chakra.
Take your right hand.
Okay, sorry.
Excuse me?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Put it a foot away. That's it. Now you should be able to feel that energy. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Good. You're opening up there. Good. Do you feel yourself grounding more?
Yep, I do.
Good, honey. Do you feel your eyes more focused?
Yeah, my eyes are kind of closed, but yes.
That's okay. That's okay. You're doing this all yourself. I'm just showing you what to do, but you're doing all the energy yourself. You're receiving this right from heaven. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 6 angels around the top of your head. You've got 2 angels on both sides of you that are about your height. They're floating. And you have 1 big angel behind you and 1 big angel in front of you. And I can feel the presence of somebody above you. So that should feel really good to you.
It does.
How does that feel?
Yeah, pretty wonderful.
Good. Let's just bathe together here and get you all balanced out. Actually, you're pretty balanced now. Is your mind very clear?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Oh, honey,
you know,
hang in with me. Hang in with
okay.
me. We're not done yet.
Okay.
That's terrific. How does it feel?
I feel wonderful.
Good, honey.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling.
It's hard to, you know, it's hard to kind of go into the new paradigm and stay there when other stuff is going on, you know? Like my dad's dying right now, and he knows he's dying, and he wants to die, and he's ready to go, but,
okay.
you know, it's like,
right.
I also know he could heal himself, or he could let me heal him, you know?
Yes.
So at the same time, and then also I'm in the middle of a messy divorce, and so it's like, okay, it's nice every once in a while to kind of just really get grounded and spiritual.
You know, it's, I want you to know that I went through the same thing a year ago. I went through a big divorce, and what I wanted to do and my wife wanted to do was have an enlightened divorce. Are there children involved here?
Yes.
Yes, that's always tough.
Yeah.
What you need to do is say to yourself that I want an enlightened divorce. Send your ex a lot of love and light.
Okay.
What happens is that when we send negativity, it just takes so long to create healing, to allow ourselves to heal. The ones that come out on top are the attorneys.
Right. We're not doing that. We're going to do
LegalZoom.com. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what we need to do, basically, is to send our mates, our previous mates, a lot of love and light, and let that heal them, because what happens is when we go through a divorce, we're totally drained of everything. We're drained of love. We're drained of compassion. We're drained of hope. And what we need to do, if we're sending each other love and light, that's the best way to heal. We were divorced in 3 months.
Wow. See, in Louisiana, it's got to be 12 months before I can even file. I have to prove separation because my son's under 12.
Right.
It's a new law last year, so.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So it drags it out a little bit, but it gives me a chance to regroup. And I think I've already found the next one, so I'm very excited.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good for you. I'm still looking. I haven't found anybody that I really want to be with. I wish I could, but I haven't found that yet. And to be honest with you, I'm not in a hurry because I want to find somebody that's very much into energy and truth and love and light and, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Doreen Virtue on HayHouseRadio.com. She has
Excuse me?
Go to HayHouseRadio.com and then register and then log in. It's all free. And then go to Meditations to Go, and then in the second page at the bottom, Doreen Virtue has the Romance Angel Meditation online.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful.
Wonderful.
It's really fun. I'll tell you, I've
wonderful.
Done it many times, and the visions are really cool.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really
nice.
So it's
HayHouseRadio.com.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That sounds great. It feels like you feel much better to me.
I do. Thank you so much, Steve. Have a blessed evening.
Oh, you too. And don't hesitate to call again.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's wonderful to hear that kind of, the people are really standing in the light and they can feel the energies happen. And she healed herself. I had very little to do with it other than I can see the angels and the healing that she was putting into her own body. It's amazing what we can do when we really put our minds to it, that we open up and we become limitless. And all we can feel is love and light, and there's nothing that we can't do. So if you need some help, please don't hesitate to call me. I'll be on the program, hopefully. The only time I won't be on the program again will be probably when Fred and I go to Florida. I think we're going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I think around May 1st or something of that nature. We're going to be down there doing a great show, and I know that we'll have a great time down there, and we should have a lot of fun. We did have a lot of fun with everybody. We went with Mikkel and Michaela, and they're such sweet people. I mean, you couldn't ask for better people to work with. They're really, really right on the ball. They understand. They're filled with light and love, and it's just such a pleasure working with people that that really know about love and light. And Fred is very lucky to have them. But anyhow, getting back to what we need to do here, don't hesitate to use this technique of standing in the light, and don't be afraid of making a connection with your heart and going to the center of it. Just be still. I believe there's a psalm. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." I think it's one of the psalms, if I remember correctly. But what you need to do is open up your heart and just be silent. Allow that to happen. Allow yourself just to be. Allow it to occur. Be limitless with your love. Be understanding with your love. If you're going through a tough divorce, don't be so angry. Put some love in it. We need love. We need love to understand. We need love to heal. The best way to have the divorce go quickly is with love and not with hate. That gets us nowheres but makes the attorneys a lot richer. We need to make ourselves richer with love and light. So with that, don't hesitate to really, really understand. And to do the best that we can. Think of the best things for us as a higher and lovely light. We need to live in that light. We need to bespeak God. We need to understand that we have limitless powers that we can touch into, and it happens all the time. Again, I would like to thank Sam Spaker. I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell, who's been one of my best friends, and he's a wonderful man to get to know, and Michaela and Mikkel. And I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing everybody next week. So thank you so much for allowing me to be with you. Again, my phone number is area code 585-746-8321 if you ever need help. I'm always willing to help people that are in a time of need. So be well. God bless. And I hope everything goes well with everybody. And I'll be here next week. Thank you so much. Love, light, and be well. Bye-bye.